Welcome once again to River of Life Community Church. We welcome our River of Life family, friends, and guests. We're so glad you're here this morning. We're getting ready for the teaching of the Word, and this is Back to Church Sunday, and our theme is Together, and our topic is Better Together. You smile at someone and say, we're better together. There are some things that just go together, amen? All right, before we get into the Word this morning, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you that we are the church, that we are the sanctuary. We are the song. We are the story. Lord, as we gather together as your people, connect us heart to heart by your Spirit, Lord. And thank you for your ministry today in Jesus' name. Amen. I am Dr. Janet Cook, and my husband and I planted this church 23 years ago. Our founding apostle, Pastor Leonard, just took his seat. We love and appreciate him. We give honor to God today and honor to Apostle Leonard. We are glad to be here. Can we give the Lord a praise? If it wasn't for the grace of God, none of us would be here. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us back together on another Sunday morning to worship you. So there are some things that just go together. And when I was thinking about things that go together, I thought of love and marriage, right? How about a horse and carriage? Hot dogs and picnics? Hamburgers and French fries? Ice cream and cake. We're getting ready to have a luncheon this afternoon, and we're having baked potatoes, so baked potatoes and sour cream, or baked potatoes and butter. These things just go very well together. Thanksgiving and turkey. Pulled pork. We're having pulled pork, too. Yeah. So most of these things are very good. Things are better together. And in our human relationships, God designed us to be in companionship together. He called us to walk together. And he demonstrated that in the book of Genesis when he made Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were a pair. And when sin came, they were removed from the garden. And then they had children. So it was the first family. And one of the sons killed the other son. So it was really the first dysfunctional family. The very first family that was on earth had problems. Guess what? In relationships, we have difficulties. We have problems. But we also have God. In the midst of that. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about. Because God designed us to be in companionship. And you know, when Adam was in the garden, he was so lonely. Because he saw that God made pairs of animals. And he named the animals. And he was lonely. And I heard a story once about Adam said to God, God, I'm so lonely. And the Lord said, well, I'm going to make you a helper. And she's going to love you, take care of you, cook your meals. She's not going to argue with you or complain. She's just going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. And Adam said to God, well, how much is that going to cost me? And God said, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. And so the rest is history, right? Things go better together. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 5 through 12, I'm going to read through this. And this was a theme verse in Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Denlinger's wedding, which if you haven't congratulated them yet, make sure you do. They are our newlyweds here. But this was a theme in their wedding, and it is a theme for our lives. And the scripture says, if you'd read it with me, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls. I'm going to keep reading. I don't believe all of it's on the PowerPoint. Oh, yes, it is. For he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. So these scriptures tell us that we need one another for help and encouragement in life, especially in a married relationship, but in any relationship, we need the Lord as the third cord. God comes into the center of the relationship, and the bound of relationship, of friendship, is strengthened because God is at the center. And you see, this is what the church is all about. It's about gathering together as people to encourage each other in the Lord and to encourage each other to keep going on. Each one of us have had times in our life that we're so disappointed, that we're grieving beyond what we can even express in words. There are things going on in our life that God knows all about. And when we come together, there is something that strengthens us. And that's the Spirit of the Lord. Because the Bible says, when we gather together, we prepare the Lord a spiritual habitation to dwell in. So you see, just because we are here today, in this place, each one of us together, we have prepared a spiritual habitation for the Lord. And He's ministering to each one of you right now. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is here. And He's ministering to each one of us because He knows what we have need of before we even ask. And we are changed because we've come into the presence of the Lord. We are changed because we said, yes, Lord, I'm going to sacrifice my time this morning. I'm going to make you a priority. And I'm going to gather with the people of God like you told me to do in the Word. You see, when we obey the Lord, God blesses us. When we disobey the Lord, we reap the consequences of our own behavior and decisions. God wants us to come together to worship Him. We need God in all our relationships. Tell someone close to you, we need God in our relationships. And I thought about this, you know, we all came into the world the same way. It's a plan of God that there are parents. And He said that parents should be fruitful and multiply. And children are the fruit of the womb. And so children are a blessing to every man and woman. That is God's design. Not only in the family, but when we come together as the family of God, we bring our families, our friends into the house of God, and we connect together as God's family. We are all God's children. God designed the way that we would come into the world. And whether you know your mother or father, God still designed for you to come into the world through that individual. Because He has a plan for our lives. When we come into the world, He has gifted us with talents and abilities that will serve other people and actually cause us to prosper. Did you know He's given you the ability to prosper, the scripture says, so we can establish His covenant here in the earth. When we are successful, God blesses us. And you know, often our definition of success means something big, something huge, lots of money. But that is not necessarily God's definition of success. Jesus Christ was very successful, and He only discipled 12 people in His lifetime. and then went to the cross and gave his life for us. He fulfilled his assignment of training up and sending out the 12. And the 12 multiplied. And the 12 went about teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. We're better together. Did you know Jesus sent them out in pairs? He sent them out two by two to share the good news of the gospel, to pray for people. If you need prayer today, our leaders will be up front today. They have prepared themselves to pray for you. We are here to help you through whatever situation you are going through. The River of Life family is a blessed family. It is a people, it is a group of people that God has brought together by his design to encourage one another and help one another. And the scripture says we goad one another to do good works. Sometimes you have to push people just a little bit to get out of their comfort zone. Sometimes you got to call them two or three times to get them to come help. But whatever we do for the Lord, whatever we do in word or deed, the scripture says do it all for the glory of God. So wherever you're working, whatever's going on in your life, remember to do it for the glory of God. Let's read our first verse in John 13, 34 through 35. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." So the love that we have for one another gives us identity as God's people. In a world that is so full of darkness and hate, and people are so quick to get angry. Have you noticed that when you're out driving and out and about, how quickly people get angry? You know, the enemy is pressing in and tormenting people. And the pressures of life are getting to them because they need Jesus. When the pressure's getting to us too much and we start feeling so frustrated, that's when we need to pause. That's when we need to get with God. That's when we need to get with our prayer partner. That's when we need to get into church and we need to begin to cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord for help and ask someone to pray for you. Because you cannot make it alone. We will not make it alone. People who are depressed often isolate themselves. People who are ashamed or carry a lot of shame. They don't want to get with people. They don't want to be around anybody. But you see, Jesus Christ went to the cross. And the scripture says that he bore our shame. He took all of our sorrows upon him. And so when we bring it to the Lord, when we take it to God in prayer, when we bring it to the altar, when we ask the Lord God for his help, he hears us. He hears us. He wants you to know this morning that he's listening. God has an ear that is tuned into your prayers because you are valuable. You are important to God. And there is nothing that's too difficult for him. Would you tell somebody there's nothing too difficult for our God? The scripture says that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Exceedingly abundantly above. That puts the bar way up here. You see, there's nothing impossible for our God. He is a mighty God. He is in charge of heaven and earth. He has angels that work on assignment. The angels of the Lord are working with us on assignment. You know, we would be dead by now if the angels of the Lord hadn't been with us. We would not make it. And those that have gone home to be with the Lord, God has taken them into their arms. And he's holding them. And he's called them home. And we miss them. There's so many people that we've lost over the last few years that we miss them. But we know they're in a better place. Tell your neighbor they're in a better place. They are with the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's read Romans 12, 10 through 13. The scripture says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, and given to hospitality. We are better together when we do these things. This is quite a list that probably one person could not accomplish on their own. But when we all work together as the family of God, we can meet the needs of many people in many ways. We are to be diligent. Not lagging in diligence, the scripture says. In other words, we should be up and about. Lord, what's on your agenda today? We can plan our life so full that we don't even give space for the Lord to work. Come on, I'm guilty of that. I've done that plenty of times. Schedule so full that I just don't have time for that divine moment that I know I'm supposed to stop and talk to that person. Come on. Have you ever experienced that? Hurry here. Hurry there. Get this done. Get that done. Check this off your list. Life is full. But God wants us to plan him into our lives. And you know, you always get more done if you're working together. Is that right? You know, I noticed when the children all left home, it's harder to get the house clean. Because when the kids were all home, we had a chore list. And I'd let them pick their chores. They'd sign off on them. And believe me, they raced to that chore list. But when you're doing it alone, it takes so much longer. It's like just someone to come in. It's like a breath of fresh air when they come in to help, isn't it? And we want to be that breath of fresh air to one another. To help one another, to encourage one another as we come together. We're better together. We're better together. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, and patient in tribulation. All right. Patience grows in us, amen? Patience in tribulations and continually steadfastly in prayer. Prayer is the ministry of the church. We are called to pray. Because when we pray as the church, we have the authority that God has given us according to his word to speak life into situations, and we will see situations turn around. The church is valuable. Tell somebody the church is valuable. You know, Jesus gave his life for the church, okay? The scripture says that the Lord gave his life for the church. And so there is a value that Jesus Christ placed on the church, such a high value that he was willing to lay down his life that the church of Jesus Christ would be birthed into the earth realm. And here we are, back to church Sunday. Let's read Romans 15, 5 through 7. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glorify God together. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And this verse speaks so much to us as the church. The scripture says we glorify God together. And I was so blessed as I was playing the keyboard and looking out and watching people worship. And I saw Brian and his grandmother and his mom all standing in a row with their hands in the air, worshiping the Lord. I started crying. My eyes got full of tears. I didn't know if I could see my music, but it blessed me so much that families come together to worship the Lord. That is an honor to the Lord. God sees that and God honors that when our families come together to lift up His name, to glorify Him together. And then the scripture goes on and says, receive one another just as Christ also received us. Well, what were you like when Christ received you? Let's just think a minute. Come on. A lot of times we don't want to receive people unless they're perfect, or they look right, or they have this certain standard, or they don't have on the right kind of clothes. Have you ever been to a place like that where people look at you like something is wrong with you? Well, Jesus didn't look at me like something was wrong with me when He received me in my mess. How about you? Let's give the Lord a praise for that and thank Him for that. So when we come together, we receive one another just as Christ received us to the glory of God. We're better together. You've probably heard the acronym of TEAM, which says, together, everyone accomplishes more. God designed us to connect with one another to fulfill our purpose in life. There are no longer any Lone Rangers. The Lone Ranger, does anybody remember the Lone Ranger? Oh, a few people do, okay. God called us to be the body of Christ working together. And there's many members in the body. There's many functions. We're different than one another. Your body is not all the same. The parts don't look the same. The parts don't work the same, but they all work together. And that is what God is saying. Receive one another as a brother and sister. You know, when I was growing up, we always referred to one another as brother and sister. Always referred to them as that because we are brothers and sisters in Christ, because we're all God's children. And it helps us keep things in the right perspective. This is my brother. I'll do everything I can to help my brother and to protect my brother. And nobody better be touching my sister because they're going to meet my brothers. So God designed us to be together. And you know, we have quirks. Yeah? Have you ever noticed that? People have quirks. But regardless, we are to overlook those things because when God received me, He overlooked my faults and He saw my need. He wasn't picking out everything negative or wrong about me. He saw the potential that was on the inside of me. And that's what God sees in you today. As you sit here in the presence of God, His eye is upon you. And what He sees in you is the potential that He placed in you from the womb. He placed potential in you. And He gave you life and He created you for His glory. We thank God today for our brothers and sisters. You know, there are over 100 scriptures that talk about one another in the New Testament. I'll print them out and bring them next week. Several of them. I don't think I'm going to print out 100 of them. But there are several of them that talks about others and one another. God wants us to be together. And so I am so thankful. You know, that we answer the Lord's Prayer this morning as we have gathered together. Jesus prayed that we would be one together, worshiping Him. And that's what we have done this morning. And you know, during praise and worship, I thought, Lord, you are giving thirsty souls a drink this morning. Did you get your drink this morning? God was watering us just like He was watering the earth this morning. And I said, there's an advantage to it raining on Sunday morning, because then people aren't so tempted to do their yard work and they'll get to church. So we thank God for the rain, the refreshing rain. You know, that rain comes, and I was driving in and I thought, these plants are probably really enjoying this rain. And you know, when it comes, it washes the leaves. Can you imagine the toxins and the dust and the dirt that just accumulate on the trees? So when God sends that rain, He just washes. And the Spirit of the Lord washed us this morning as we were in His presence together. There was a washing and a cleansing and a refreshing that He gave to our souls. Would you just raise your hand if you receive that this morning? Father, thank You for the refreshing of these many, many souls, Father God. We thank You, Lord, for Your presence. I'm going to ask if the praise team will get ready to come. And I just want to share with you, if you have not prayed and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, to come into your life, to help you every day, at the end of the service, our elders will be up here to lead you in prayer and to pray with you. If you have a need, a healing in your body, if you are troubled in your mind, do you know God can heal our body, soul, and spirit? Our soul involves our mind, our will, and emotions. And remember, there's nothing too difficult for God. God designed the church to be a safe place where we would go and we would ask the elders to pray for us. That is what the Scripture tells us to do. That if there is anyone sick among you, call on the elders of the church. And yes, we believe in doctors, but we believe that the elders should be called first and then call your doctor. Yep. Let's follow God's order. Tell your neighbor, God has an order. And we're better together. Let's all stand this morning. I'm going to read Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. It says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but in encouraging one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching.